So let's go back to you, Andy, and find out what's going on.
Well, the 21st South Freeway finally looks a lot better. Now, it's not clear. There's still some slowing remaining between Bangor and I-15, but it is moving now instead of sitting at a stop like it did for so long. I-80 still struggling quite a bit from an earlier rollover and then a crash just before you reach 5600 West. I'm still seeing about 3 or 4 miles of delay for eastbound traffic. At this point, coming from Tooele, 201 is the better option. For those of you on the 215 West Belt, there's a crash just before 35th South that's got you backed all the way past 47th, Eric.
New City Street accidents, 114 South, 950 West. Also one at South Jordan Parkway, 2200 West. I-15 is still slow, but not as bad as it was about 15 minutes ago. Right now, though, you are below the speed limit from 123rd South all the way up to the South Interchange and really all the way into Murray as well. Heather?
You'll still be slightly below the speed limit southbound 15 from Ogden to downtown Salt Lake. That is mostly due to the wet road conditions, although it looks like they are starting to dry out. Same story on Legacy Parkway, I-215 and US 89. The city streets are coming to life, but not as much traffic as we normally see this time of the morning because a lot of people are out of school. Deseret Book Platinum Rewards members today earn double points. That's 20% back on most purchases, including books, CDs, DVDs, decor, and more. Today at all Deseret bookstores and DeseretBook.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.